The ship's drifting out of control. Get out of there now.
What happened?
His card snapped. Some called it impossible.
Okay, Dave, I don't know where I am.
Others call it a miracle.
He's not. No, he's not.
Focus Features presents the inspirational true story.
I got an idea.
That kept the world breathless.
This isn't working.
You can do this, buddy.
Starring Woody Harrelson.
Now!
Now!
And Simu Liu.
I'm not losing a diver today.
Last Breath, based on the true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters February 28th.
Lowe's knows that free is just better. That's why MyLowe's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join MyLowe's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Simone Boyce from The Bright Side. Beauty is about more than just beauty. It's about worth, individuality, and the power that comes from being your truest self. At L'Oréal Paris, beauty means embracing who you already are, enhancing the diverse features, experiences, and personality that makes you, well, you. L'Oréal's beauty essentials combine innovative products with that classic Parisian touch to help you feel like your most confident self. Because taking on the world is a little less scary when you feel ready for your close-up. L'Oréal Paris. Because you're worth it. Learn more at L'OrealParis.com.
And we continue with Our American Stories. Up next, a story from a listener in West Virginia. Here's Joe Quinn with his story.
On the morning of April 30th, 2019, I got back into acting after raising a family. And then on April 30th, at 5:30 in the morning, while I was putting my boots on and getting ready for work, I felt something funny. It wasn't funny like ha-ha funny. It was funny like, well, that was weird. So I started tying my boots, and a little bit of a hard feeling in my right hand. It wasn't working very well. I looked at myself in the mirror, and I stuck my tongue out, and my right side of my face just sagged. And I went, oh God, I'm having a stroke. So I went upstairs with my right leg starting to dwindle. And I wanted to tell my wife I'm having a stroke, and I couldn't talk. So that was the beginning of a real tumultuous journey. I always knew I was adopted, always. From my earliest recollection, my parents made sure I knew that I was adopted. So I guess it was important, but to me, it didn't matter. I had my mom and dad. And as I grew up, I was just a little tyke. And I remember my dad had a affinity for alcohol. He drank. And I remember one time I was seven. I hit a home run in Little League Baseball. And that's all I ever hit was that one home run. Because my dad, he sort of staggered out of the bleachers, and he was from Louisiana. He was a Southerner. And my mother was from Germany. She was a war bride. Well, my dad comes staggering out of the bleachers, and he goes, "You didn't hit no god home run." I'll always remember that. You know, he said that I was stepping in the bucket and I was just swinging to try to protect myself. That wasn't the only time. I mean, I boxed Same thing. It was kind of a bizarre relationship with my dad. I think he treated me like his little brother, like I was a sibling, and a sibling rivalry over the affections of Mom. He said, "Let's put the gloves on there. Let's put the gloves on. Get down in the basement and box a little bit." So I was again around 7 or 8, and man, he knocked me cold. He just bam, broke my nose and chipped my front teeth. And I woke up and said, "Don't make a scene. Mom won't let us box anymore." But that's just the way. Then I really didn't have any sort of a model to look to. I kind of modeled myself after people in the movies. That's all I had. Especially a powerful movie for me when I was growing up. And about that time was Cool Hand Luke, Paul Newman. And that was a powerful movie for me. Another one was 2001. When that came out, I thought, wow, that was a really powerful. I didn't understand it, but it was powerful, and I thought it was great. And I thought, that's where I want to be. I thought about being in the movies and being an actor and trying to look for something. I was looking for something. Well, I got some weights, and I started lifting weights in the basement. And all of a sudden, I had something. There was something. So I went to the Marine Corps out of high school. Again, the weightlifting, as you know, I was made a platoon leader in boot camp. And, you know, they used me to show people how to do push-ups, and it just all the way through, it turned into a pretty good thing. And I got out of the service, started competing right away, and got more and more. Now it was, people were like asking me how to get ready for a show and how do I do this, how do we do that. All of a sudden, I really developed into somebody that when you mentioned my name, people went, the bodybuilder. You know, I got a lot of attention. I felt that people liked me and people liked having me around. My mom was from Germany. She was kind of she was from Germany. And that kind of says it all. I mean, she was very strict and very forthright with everything. With everything, the way you ate, the way you sat, the way you talked. She expected a certain thing out of people. And she expected people to act a certain way and have a certain decorum about themselves, too. I got out of the service and I majored in theater. And that was the end of it. That was really the straw that broke the camel's back with my parents. They were like, "Oh, theater? What are you doing? Major in business or finance or law. Get into pre-law. You'd be a good lawyer. And then do some community theater on the side. What's the matter with you?" Anyway, as I got older, I'd ask God, "What in the heck did you let those two people adopt me for? Just didn't make any sense." There was nothing there. Nothing. No support. But I'll tell you what, weightlifting gave me an identity. It gave me something that I was good at. It gave me something I could be proud of. It gave me something that people liked me and respected me and would ask me questions and ask me to help them. And I thought, well, fantastic. I got something. I really do. I felt like I was really in something good, with good people, with substantial things to do. Well, anyway, after I got through college and my parents' first one to go was my mother. She had a cancer of the liver, and I was sitting at her bedside when she died. My dad, almost a year to the day later, he had gone back to Louisiana. He had lung cancer. I looked at him, and he was in the living room there. There was a house coat on. He was down close to 70 pounds at this time. He was getting really close to the end. And I thought for one second I was gonna go over there and say, let's put the gloves on. Come on. Let's put them on. And then I'm just gonna hit him as hard as I could. Was it just a straight right hand, bam, right down the middle, and just say, how do you like it? That's absurd. You don't replay evil for evil. It's really much more powerful. I just forgave them, both of them. But the problems really persisted because when my parents had passed away, I mistakenly thought, sure, now they're gone, my life will be fine. No. My first wife, that ended. My second wife, that also ended because of my shenanigans and because of my bad behavior. I just could not shed that feeling that was following me everywhere. And that was it. I'm worthless.
And you've been listening to Joe Quinn share his story. And what a story it is. It starts with abandonment. And he is ultimately adopted and was told he was adopted from the earliest time. He had a bizarre relationship with his own father, who drank too much. Moreover, it was almost a sibling rivalry between he and his father over his mother. You heard that boxing story. Just how bizarre. He modeled himself after people in the movies, people like Paul Newman from the epic classic Cool Hand Luke. And in the end, he found meaning and identity lifting weights and also in the pursuit of the arts and in acting. But anger, resentment, and shame, and a feeling of worthlessness prevailed in his life. When we come back, more of Joe Quinn's story, and check out his documentary, Diary of a Bodybuilder, at diaryofabodybuilder.com. More of Joe Quinn's story here on Our American Stories.
The ship's drifting out of control. Get out of there now.
What happened?
His card snapped. Some called it impossible.
Don't care, Dave. I don't know where I am.
Others call it a miracle.
He's not.
No, he's not.
Focus Features presents the inspirational true story.
I got an idea.
That kept the world breathless.
This isn't working.
You can do this, buddy.
Starring Woody Harrelson.
Now!
And Simu Liu.
I'm not losing a diver today.
Last Breath, based on the true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters February 28th.
During tax season, your sensitive info does a lot of traveling to places you can't control. Stopping off at payroll, your accountant or tax preparer, and countless other data centers on its way to the IRS. Any of them can expose you to identity theft because they all have the info on your W-2, just the ticket for criminals to steal your identity. No wonder the IRS reported tax fraud due to identity theft went up 20% last year. You need LifeLock. They monitor millions of data points per second and alert you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. And restoration is guaranteed, or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Get LifeLock protection for tax season and beyond. Join now and save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This message is for you. You want to lose weight and get healthy, and you want help to know where to start and what to do day by day, so you absolutely 100% get fast results step by step. I'm Carl Daikeler, CEO of BODi. Right now, I'm inviting 100,000 people to get the results they want without expensive equipment or the hassle of a gym. It's the annual Love Your Body event. Last year, we helped thousands of people succeed, and this year we're helping even more. So it's time for you to join us and really follow through. For just 50 cents a day, we'll help you choose the best fitness program for you, plus an easy-to-follow nutrition plan. And if you don't lose up to 10 to 15 pounds in your first month, you get your money back. Do you want to get results working out right at home in around a half hour a day for less than a cup of coffee? Join the Love Your Body event now to get this special 50 cents a day offer. Go to body.com and get signed up. That's body with an I.com.
And we're back with Our American Stories and with Joe Quinn's story. Let's pick up where we last left off.
This first therapist I saw, he goes, well, first of all, you do know you were an abused child. And I just burst into tears. I mean, it was like a flood. And I mean, it was really a powerful experience, cathartic, in fact. Then I got to my third wife, and that almost made it. But the torment of where I came from, and fueled by alcohol, still drove me to do terrible things. Eventually, 2005, February 6th, I went to my first meeting the program, AA. I thank God for AA, and I'm in it today. I sponsor people, and I close in here on 17 years of sobriety, so I dealt with it. At this point in my life, I feel as though I've got a handle on things, but from a very different perspective following that stroke I had in April of 2019. So that's the biggest challenge I've had in my life. My parents are not my challenge anymore. And the weightlifting, as it came through the gamut, it was solid, it was stable, it was something I could count on, and I didn't need anybody else. Like if I was a boxer, I need a trainer, I need a sparring partner, you know what I mean? But you lift weights, just go down to the basement and set your dumbbells and your barbell down and turn some music on and get to work, you know? And you can do that anywhere. It's always there whenever you need it, except when you have a stroke. I don't mean that to sound facetious, but it's really hard for me. I miss it. I miss it terribly, terribly. It's like the death, a death of a family member that I can't work out. My bodybuilding has been cut short. I remember competing at the Nationals in Pittsburgh in 2016. I remember being on a stage and looking out over a dark auditorium with people, and I would say close to 70%, maybe more, were on their cell phones. They weren't even watching my posing routine. And I love posing. I won best poser at some contests. And I didn't feel offended or angry. I felt sad. This is the end. They took some pictures of us, and a friend of mine sent me the pictures after they were developed. And I have to tell you, I did not look good in those stupid pictures. It looked ridiculous. And in those shorts, those Speedos, reminds me of when I used to ride my bicycle out to the end of pier over there in the summers, and the old men would be out there just standing or talking and wearing these Speedos, looking fucking ridiculous. When I saw myself, I felt like, wow, I look just like those old dudes that would hang out at the end of the pier over there off North Avenue Beach. And, I mean, they look bad. So I thought, was that me looking like that? I mean, aesthetics are gone. They're out the window. I'm not going to be part of that anymore. Now, in my life, I became a Christian when I was 18 years old in the Marine Corps. And in spite of my struggles, I've always seen that the peace and the power and the real victory and everything was here. In my drunken and often drunken and angry tirades against God, was a verse that always came to mind, that neither this man sinned nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God could be glorified. So I was put into that situation, into that challenge, into that hell, into that cesspool for an opportunity for God to be glorified. I think that his glory is evident even in spite of those people. I love the Lord. I have grown to understand just how powerful he is, especially through this stroke and through this latest challenge in life that is probably the biggest thing I'll ever undertake. Aside from my death, and I'm not afraid to die anymore because I was in the midst of terror after that stroke. Terror. And that word doesn't even do it justice. I hope to God no one has to go through this, what I did with a stroke. It's just what an awful experience. But on the flip side of all that is that God's going to be glorified in that stroke. God's going to be glorified in my life. And that's all that matters. Because I feel that I was created to bring him glory in spite of who I am. But now in my life, I have God. I have a beautiful home, a beautiful wife. I have an absolutely beautiful life. I do, in spite of having a stroke. I feel positive. I feel empowered. I feel that because of forgiveness, solely because of forgiveness, I've been able to release all the past issues and anomalies and things that were just evil in certain instances that brought me up. But it forged me into the exact person I think God had in mind. And it's not for me. My life's not mine. My life is his. It's to give him glory, and that's what I hope I do, and that's what I strive for, in spite of all the flaws that I have.
And a great job on the production, as always, by Greg Hengler. And a special thanks to Joe Quinn for sharing his story. To learn more about Quinn, check out his documentary called Diary of a Bodybuilder at diaryofabodybuilder.com. And the dam burst when his therapist told him later in life, you know, you were an abused child. In 2006, we learned he went to his first AA meeting. Thank God for AA, he said. And he's closing in on 17 years of sobriety. But the biggest challenge of his life wasn't his parents anymore. It was his stroke. He'd lost weightlifting. He'd lost his identity. But he was searching for real peace and power. And he found it through his faith walk. I'm not afraid to die anymore. I was created to bring God glory despite who I am. I have a beautiful home, wife, and life, and feel positive and empowered. and I couldn't have done it without forgiveness. The story of Joe Quinn, of his fall and his redemption, here on Our American Stories.
During tax season, your sensitive info does a lot of traveling to places you can't control. Stopping off at payroll, your accountant or tax preparer, and countless other data centers on its way to the IRS. Any of them can expose you to identity theft because they all have the info on your W-2, just the ticket for criminals to steal your identity. No wonder the IRS reported tax fraud due to identity theft went up 20% last year. You need LifeLock. They monitor millions of data points per second and alert you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. And restoration is guaranteed, or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Get LifeLock protection for tax season and beyond. Join now and save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact way you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Blue Diamond Resorts and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
The Unshakeables podcast is kicking off season two with an episode you won't want to miss. Join host Ben Walter, CEO of Chase for Business, as he welcomes a very special guest, Chairman and CEO of JP Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon. Hear about the challenges facing small businesses and some of the uh-oh moments Jamie has overcome. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2025. JP Morgan Chase & Company.
Hey, I'm Don Wildman. And on American History Hit, my expert guests and I journey across the nation and through the years to uncover the stories that have made the United States. From first flight to first ladies, from stitching the Star-Spangled Banner to striking gold in California to shooting for the moon with Apollo. We've got you covered. Catch new episodes of American History Hit, a podcast by History Hit, every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.